Okay. Can you please introduce yourself?
Ramberto Rodriguez is director of the Silver Spring Regional Center in Montgomery County.
Great. How did you end up in Silver Spring?
How we ended up in Silver Spring, I say we because it was a family affair. After living the bulk of my young adult and adult life in Atlanta, Georgia, the opportunity presented about a decade ago, the opportunity presented itself to me to come to D.C. I used to work at a major a national intermediary involved in community organizing and housing and business development called NeighborWorks America. The opportunity presented itself for me to come up and join the national team. And my wife came along, if you will, and she found a good place at the National Institute of Health in the National Cancer Institute doing HIV/AIDS research, working internationally. And my two sons came up. One was entering high school. The other one was in second year of college. And both of them said that as long as they could bring the mom and dad with them and still eat at home occasionally and get their laundry done, they would come up. And even the dog, which was a beautiful winter area dog, loved to get out of the heat a bit. So we came up in the spring of 2004.
Right. Can you tell me about the urban district?
The Montgomery County's urban district is actually a product of how Montgomery County grew and has a series of urban centers, if you will. And the urban district in Silver Spring is defined basically the area from the Montgomery College up George Avenue to Spring Street, and also similarly along East-West Highway and along Fenton. So it's the downtown plus core of Silver Spring. And the urban district was set up literally decades ago as the county realized that, geez, we're getting certain urban areas that merit more attention than what we can do at a countywide level. So the urban district in Silver Spring grew up around that model. So did Wheaton. In Wheaton, there's a smaller urban district, and Bethesda has a similar approach as well, where the urban core is dealt with more focus, more attention, and different funding stream to ensure that our clean and safe team is out there working with the police, working with the parking lot folks, working with the business community and others to keep our streets clean, our area safe.
Great. What do you love about Silver Spring?
What do I love about Silver Spring? That's a great question. I love that last night I didn't have to... by the way, I live literally less than a mile from the downtown core. So last night came to watch a movie, and we were lazy and we drove. We should have walked. And so after the movie, you say, where are you going to eat? So stopped by McGinty's, and you know, it was difficult to get away from McGinty's because it's just a fun place. So, you know, and we drove home, and we were home 5 minutes later. And today, so my life revolves around all that's happening in Silver Spring, the options that we have for work, and play, and just and living. You don't have to go anywhere else. When we see what's going on in Tacoma Park, amazing things going on there. When we see what the offerings at Long Branch, cool stuff. Langley Park, which half of it is actually in Silver Spring. Some of the stuff on New Hampshire Avenue and the eateries there. When you go up to Four Corners and see most recently cool things like what Silver Spring Stage, the community theater, is offering there. This wonderful whimsical play on Shakespeare, and you go like, it's, why go anywhere else? And I mean that. So I tell my friends from the region, if you're going to drive me down to Virginia, you're going to drive me down somewhere else, I need to know that it's going to make it worth my while. Why am I leaving this immediate area?
Sure. Great. How about, what do you dislike about Silver Spring?
What do I dislike about Silver Spring? Ha! I've never been asked that. Well, right now it's damn weather. I mean, I'm umbilically connected to the tropical zone, as Jimmy Buffett says. So, this is tough stuff. I mean, you grin and bear it, but it's a pain. And so, but other than the weather, it's not that I dislike, but I would turn that around and say, what are the amazing opportunities in Silver Spring? I think we're getting more and more people engaged in our civil community life. And that's been like that for a long time, because there are a lot of people around here that have been very active literally for decades and have made this great place happen. And to see that continuing across the age spectrum, across the ethnic spectrum, across the tenure spectrum, people that came in yesterday and want to be active and be part of creating a thriving community, and people that have been here 60 years and are still in the struggle and are still there in the fight to make this place a welcoming community. So it's not a dislike, but it's an observation.
All right. How about, since you've been here, how have you seen Silver Spring change?
I've been here, again, this spring, it's going to be a decade, and I'll never forget. I mean, when I flew in to look for a house in Silver Spring, I stayed at the, back then, it was a Holiday Inn at what's now the Sheraton, and I stumbled upon the park and planning folks next door. And so I picked up all the great plans that were done two decades ago, a decade ago, and to really learn what this community is. And remember, spring of 2004, and the core of downtown Silver Spring, the wonderful work that Peterson Company has done, was just getting started. The Discovery had just opened up, I believe, if I have that right, and AFI, and so there was still a lot of work to do. And you walk around and you say, "Wow, what an amazing potential!" Indeed, here we are in my office, sitting next to the to some newspaper clippings that. Relate back to what this place to 10 years ago and the dreams. And so what I've seen changed is the partial realization of the dreams and aspirations of a lot of great people that came together to make this place happen. And I say partial because we ain't done yet. And so we keep reinventing it. And many of the people that I have joined in that dreaming bring new aspect to it. And so I've seen the constant change. I mean, I love to say, and this is, I wish I had the time to scientifically prove this, anecdotally, in the last 3 years, downtown Silver Spring has three times as many feet on the streets than were here 3 years ago. When you add all the activity, not only our wonderfully great produced jazz festival and Thanksgiving parade that have been here a long time, but add to that the Fenton Street Market every Saturday, add to that the amazing festivals that go on this plaza that anyone and everyone brings in from 1 to 10,000 people on any given weekend. And it used to be like two or three of these. Now it's more like 20 or 30. And you, if you haven't booked yours yet for this spring, summer, fall, you're probably too late because it's already, I mean, I just heard yesterday, Memorial Day weekend, which we used to think of as a reprieve, take a rest, a couple of festivals coming on board. And this is great because this is an amazing local, regional, state, statewide and beyond community that are identifying Silver Spring as the place to be to celebrate life. And that's a great economic thing to happen. So I hope that answers part of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about if you, when you are going out in Silver Spring, where is somebody typically going to find you?
It depends on the time of day. But around on the weekends, on Friday and Saturday nights, and strolling along between some of the bars, but I do have to get home early because I am old, so I go to sleep earlier than most of the folks, and I'm not sure that I have hung out much beyond midnight. But I do know, so I hear that the streets are hopping well beyond midnight, and that's a great thing. So I do like to eat around here, and Tacoma Park and Langley Park and Montgomery Hills, you know. So we eat out a lot. My wife and I, we eat out a lot. So at any given of the amazing old established restaurants, and we have plenty of those, or the new ones that keep popping up. So I think that's it. And during the day, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I wish I was down here more during the day. I end up going up to Rockville a lot because of work-related things. But during the day, around the Civic Building or having meetings in Long Branch, it's simply walking around.
Okay. How about what would make Silver Spring better?
That's a question that I think individually, we may all have our individual answer. And in many ways, that's a question that I'd much rather respond in a group setting with others, because it's really, and I don't mean to sound lofty about this, but it is really what we think would make Silver Spring better. I go to a lot of community meetings, and I really, really have learned to honor and cherish the different perspectives as to what the answers are to that.
Mm-hmm.
And while I have my, I'd say my own personal bias is always towards as we become a more thriving community. And I say this and not lofty. I mean this, in a more caring community, that we continue to all the different interests, from the business to the developers to the communities to the faith communities to the nonprofits, our agendas intersect often. And I think the more we identify where these agendas intersect, and we can make Silver Spring, quote, a better place where our agendas intersect, that's what I think will make it better. For us to continue seeking, and this is a never-ending process, for us to continue seeking where our agendas intersect, and what are the coalitions of the moment, what works for a critical mass of interests, while always, and this is really important to say, actually, while always respecting those that for whatever reason may have a different vision of what makes Silver Spring better. So I think, you know, this is in many ways, this is almost like a good happy dysfunctional family, you know, and you know, we all pretty much are moving in the same direction. But you know, sometimes we quarrel, and that's not a bad thing. I think that's a good thing, and we're a better community for it.
Great. How about, are there any hidden gems in Silver Spring?
Oh my gosh! Ask Jerry McCoy, who's all upset that our acorn didn't make it into one of the 40 hidden gems in the Washington D.C. area. So yeah, of course we have hidden gems. I think some of our hole in the walls restaurants are hidden gems. I think our hole in the wall restaurants in the New Ave out there in New Hampshire Avenue. Or some of the transitions that are going on in Four Corners, or in Long Branch, becoming really a gathering venue. I mean, it started out with one Thursday jazz, and now it's, I think, every night of the week there is something concrete going on at a different restaurant in Long Branch worth visiting. And then, you know, Tacoma Park, which is really blossom beautifully, and the new restaurants there, and so I think you have in Silver Spring a lot of hidden gems that are not so hidden. I think when I sit down to write those probably all too often e-blasts, and I see the emails that folks send me as to what's going on. My God, on Sligo Avenue, there's a church that has this amazing public, everyone is welcome, events, the musical events, great stuff. When I see organizations, the college, you know, the Montgomery College and what goes on at the Cultural Arts Center, that's probably one of the major, right, my biggest hidden gem of the moment. At any given weekend, there is amazing stuff going on there, sometimes free, most are at low costs. It's just, how do we get to the point where we know what all these amazing choices are? Even our public libraries, I mean, my kids are no longer kids, they're adults, but I tell you, I really encourage, talk about a hidden gem. There is no excuse for a parent of children in Silver Spring area not to have something free or nearly free to do on a Saturday. And then, I don't know if you've been, here's another couple of other hidden gems. Noah's display area, little museum. Amazing, if you haven't been there. And then up in the Montgomery Hills Seminary Road area, we have our own medical museum. I mean, Silver Spring is where the bullet that killed Abraham Lincoln is at. And that medical museum is open to the public, and it's, you talk a little morbid, but it's a great, great place, and it's free, for crying out loud. So after all is said and done, I mean, the hidden gem of I did a blog posting a couple of years ago of where you can walk in less than 20 minutes in Silver Spring and our trails. And our amazing trails in Silver Spring, and the comfort. I mean, sometimes I'm walking down one of these trails, and it's really, really, you stop and say, am I really in an urban, suburban area? Because it's just really beautiful to simply walk down those trails. So I think that's one of the biggest hidden gems as well.
Great. Okay. Anything, are there any questions that I did not ask that are important to ask, or is there anything that needs to be said that wasn't addressed by the questions that I asked?
I think that this whole notion of how we as area residents here in Silver Spring choose to live in this space that we share with others and make it a more thriving community. We all have choices, and everything from our amazing network of civic institutions to faith communities to nonprofits to business alliances. So, but whatever and however, I think as many of us that live in this area are from somewhere else, number two, number one, or number two, are really involved in international efforts. So a lot of people here, either their spouse or cousins or nephew or sons or daughters or themselves have done international work. how do we take all that experience, amazing wealth of experience that people in Silver Spring have, and apply it to our own backyard? Because I am convinced that we have probably one of the largest concentration in Silver Spring, Tacoma Park area, one of the largest concentration in the United States of America of people that are middle to upper managers, if you will, in either institutions, think tanks, etc., that do lots of great work, much of it internationally. And how do we provide a platform, a venue for this amazing human capital to be part of this building of Silver Spring? And so that, not necessarily a question you didn't ask, but a comment I did want to make, because I think that is one area that we haven't quite hit the aha moment with. How do we really tap the resources of that human capital, and add to that the human capital of that whole world of new Americans, new immigrants, and that energy of that our multiculturalism brings. And I guess probably end it by frankly this is our county executive's a spiel, if you will, that we're sure as heck are not a melting pot here. We don't want to be a melting pot. I don't want to melt away. Yeah, so that we're like gumbo. I mean, we each bring this amazing tapestry of wonderful heritage, and by being together in this gumbo, we don't lose it. We make each other taste better. And I think that's where I'm at.
Perfect.